The new mission in Mali is also expected to help the authorities to protect civilians in a country where hundreds of thousands of people have been displaced and over 400,000 have been forced to flee to the north. The Foreign Minister of Mali, Tiamane Coulibaly, welcomed the unanimous adoption of the resolution by the 15 members of the Security Council to deploy the African-led international support mission in Mali, AFISMA.
Mali is pleased at the adoption of this resolution, which conveys the commitment of the international community at its side in the struggle against terrorism and transnational organized crime, which dangerously threaten the stability of the region as well as international peace and security.
The president of the Security Council, Ambassador Mohamed Loulichki of Morocco, says the council is sending a message to Mali.
The message is clear from the Security Council to all the forces inside Mali to get together, to have a dialogue that is comprehensive, that is inclusive, and that will allow the resumption of the constitutional order.
The same point is made by Ambassador Youssoufou Bamba of Côte d'Ivoire, speaking for the chairperson of the Economic Community of West African States, or ECOWAS.
We are very much focused on the framework agreement on 6th of April, and it's clearly stated that the Malian parties should come up with a roadmap which encompasses all the different stages of the process toward election, free, fair, transparent, inclusive. And the resolution which has been adopted endorses the previous provision regarding the non-involvement of the military in the political activities. Clearly, if they do so, the sanction will be activated against them.
The Security Council urged the transitional authorities in Mali to finalize the roadmap for the election by April next year or as soon as technically possible. As for the actual deployment of the new force in Mali, Ambassador Gérard Aho of France says it is still not clear when this will happen.
The first thing is to give an operational capability to the Malian armed forces. We have also to work with the African force. And afterwards, it will depend also on the political process on one side. It will depend also on the weather. It will depend on the status of the armed forces. So it's too premature to know when the military operation will take place.
The Security Council called on member states and international organizations to support AFISMA financially and in kind to enable it to deploy and implement its mandate. Deanne Penn, United Nations.